Recently, Clara Korn, who's one of the board members for Blumhouse, joining us right now as our 805 newscast continues.
Clara, good morning.
Hey, Clara.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you on. How are things going today?
They're going really great. I have just some excellent news to share with you guys and the rest of the KVOE listening area.
Well, I will not stop you. Go right ahead and share away.
Well, as from the last time we talked, we were working on a grant through the Federal Youth Services Bureau. And I'm happy to say that we were awarded that grant, which is going to mean that we can open starting January 1st. And we have a location.
Boy, that is impressive news all the way around. Let's start with the location here. Where are you looking to have your home, and what's going to be part of that home here for Blumhouse?
We're very, very lucky that some incredible people in the community believe in us and helped us with this location, because it is far and away a dream location for us at Blumhouse. So we are going to be located at 310, I just had the address in front of me, 310 West 11th, which, you know, as we know now, is the former SOS shelter.
Okay.
And so it's much bigger than we originally thought we would be able to do, even though the need is so great. We just weren't looking for being able to be in our dream location kind of as quickly. But the number of bedrooms, kitchen spaces, living spaces, places for us to have resource rooms, offices for therapists and case managers, it's really ideal. So we'll be able to offer beds and bedrooms for up to 12 youth at a time. Some of those will be two twin beds in a large room. Some of those will be single twin beds in an individual room. In a really homey space that is still really close to all of the downtown area and a lot of social services.
Well, that is great news. And let's back up a little bit here, Clara. For those who may not be familiar with Blumhouse and your mission, let us know about that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I'm so excited to share the news. I just jumped right ahead. So,
Well, I was kind of prompting you there. So,
well, Blumhouse Youth Services, our goal is pretty wide. I mean, just in general speaking, we want to help end youth homelessness in Kansas. But that's a huge, huge, huge goal. So how are we going to do that? We're going to be offering shelter through a basic center program, which is a program that's funded through the Federal Youth Services Bureau. They have both basic center and transitional living. So we do have the goal of also doing transitional living in the future, which is a longer term for kids who need extra time. But basic center program is a little bit shorter term. It's emergency needs. It's also like a drop-in center, so that if a youth is not homeless but is at risk of homelessness, or is just, you know, in need of talking to somebody, like a therapist for things going on at home, or needs food, or to use our laundry services, or to have a safe place just to go and be. And so it's just a wonderful all-around kind of project. And we don't have anything like that in our area, even though the need is great. So we're just really excited to do that. We'll be serving, within shelter, we'll be serving youth 18 and under, but we are definitely raising funds to have additional funding to help those older youth with things like, maybe they have a place that they can get to, but they don't have the funds to get there, or they just need help getting into an apartment, you know, the older 18 to 24 range. But in our shelter, we're going to be serving 18 and under with the basic center program.
So how are these youth referred to you, Clara?
I think they're going to come from a lot of different ways. We have, now that we have funding, we've got a lot of people to contact. So if you're listening and you're working with a social service in Emporia, you're going to get a call from us. We're going to be getting referrals, I'm sure, through counseling agencies, other shelters, shelters that are full, you know, elsewhere in the state, schools, Department of Children and Families, I'm sure, just all over the place. We're also probably going to just be found by kids who are looking for somewhere safe, so we want to make sure that we're findable. We're going to have signs just all over the place, like gas station bathrooms and the like, where someone who's run away might see that and realize that there's a safe place for them to go and talk to us, and then get hooked up with the services that they need to be connected to.
Clara, you mentioned here about the grant that's coming in from the federal level. How does this wind up? First off, how much money are you able to announce here for that? And second off, exactly how does that help you get started here and have the home ready to open up here at the end of the year?
Well, it's $150,000, which we're very, very grateful for. And it covers so many different costs that we need, like operational costs, making sure that we have the things the kids need, making sure that we have staff for the youth that find us. And that are referred to us, and just all over kind of costs. Now, of course, we are going to have to match that. And so we are also writing a bunch of other grants on the local and state level to help us match that and maybe even increase our services from what we have planned. We had an idea of what we thought we could probably do, but we've learned recently that we are also the now currently this year, we're the only basic center program. Previously, we had known we would be the second basic center program in the state, but now we're the only one. So emergency services are just very much in need. So if we're able to get more of, other grants and, donations from wonderful people in the community, then we can even expand and maybe hire more people and do more outreach. And so we are definitely going to have 24/7 staff in the building, and if we can expand what we can serve to the kids, then we will. Right now, we're looking at intensive case management and art therapy services, and as well as just a bunch of different workshops and things done by volunteers, like professional volunteers in the community, some of which have already talked to us about things that they can offer, and then a resource room where kids who've dropped out can start studying or attend classes online. And of course, we'll be working with organizations like Kansas Works, here in, sure, in the community that helps kids get their GED.
Clara Korn with Blumhouse joining us on KVOE. Our 810 newscast, it is 820, cloudy, 48 degrees on our way to 67 today. Well, Clara, obviously you saw a need that you felt needed to be filled here. How big is the need for these youth emergency services here?
I was honestly very surprised to learn when I started to gather more information about this that we had 69 homeless students enrolled in K-12 in Emporia, Kansas. That's from the Kansas State Department of Education statistics. And that's only kids who were homeless who had not dropped out of school. So that's just counting those who were enrolled. We can assume that there are more who have dropped out. And that's just a huge number for our small town, I think. And knowing that there's all these other communities, the rural communities around us that we maybe don't have information for, I'm expecting quite a big need.
Clara, what do you need from the community right now? You've got so many different things that are overlapping right now to get the services ready to go here by the 1st of January, but at least immediately now, what do you need from the community here in order to facilitate this and make things even smoother here over the next 2 months?
Well, I'll be frank, donations are always needed. That really helps us to go just to buying the things that we need to fill the home with. So donations of like a cash donation to our Venmo or PayPal, or just find us in person or mail it to us, however you want to get that to us, every little bit does add up and help. Also donations of things that we can use. Twin beds are going to be needed, twin sheet sets and pillows, home decor, all kinds of things that you would need in a home. And in fact, on our website, which is bloomhouseks.org, we'll be having, later today, it'll be published on our website in about an hour or so, our whole list of things that we can use to be donated. And we won't be able to take those donations in person until November, but November is going to be here before we know it.
So, a few days, yeah.
That'll be really great. Exactly. Just a quick shout out, we were able to do what we're doing right now in this space, this particularly like absolutely wonderful building that's going to serve all of our needs, because of the generosity of Carlos and Amy Garate, who were looking for a space that they could purchase to provide to a service working with youth in memory of their son Ace. And so it's the building itself is going to be Ace's Place, and Blumhouse will be Blumhouse Youth Services at Ace's Place. I'm really excited for this collaboration.
Indeed. And I would assume, Amy, this is the former SOS shelter you're moving into, so I'd assume not a lot of renovating is needed?
Absolutely. We're so very lucky. You know, we're doing some fun things like painting. So obviously, like, you know, paint and things like that be donated to us would be great, but we really don't have to. Just doing that for, you know, fun, vibrant colors, it's in wonderful shape. So we're really, really lucky.
Outstanding. Well, Clara, anything else that you want us to know? Or, again, how can people reach out to you and help the process along here the next 2 months?
Well, all of our information is on our website, so bloomhouseks.org. We have a Connect with Our Socials button where people can find us on any of the social media that they like to use. And, of course, our phone number is listed on there as well and our email. And we'll just be posting a lot on our social media as things go just to kind of keep the community updated on what's going on.
Well, exciting news here this morning. Clara, thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to share that with the world.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thanks, Clara.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah, Clara Korn with the Bloomhouse Board of Directors. They are moving forward and at a brisk pace now, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations to Bloomhouse for securing that federal grant and the space.